Welcome to The Toolbox with our hosts, Joe Mangi and
The Raven.
Buckle up and get ready. You're not going to want to miss a single second of this.
Thanks for tuning in to 97.7 WVFF. This is The Toolbox. I'm your host, Joe Mangi, here with my lovely co-host, The Raven.
Keep it cranking.
And today we're talking about like the history of flight. We're flying here to get to the studio, and we're just on this private jet. We're like, man, we should talk about airplanes today. And I didn't write down none of this. I just asked Google and AI to do it. So this might not make any sense, or it might be correct.
The robots told us this.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess for news, I have, like, no news.
You talk about your new car. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Tokyo Extreme Racer is available on Steam. It's been on hiatus for 18 years since, like, PS2. So if any early 30-year-olds listening to this, you probably remember Tokyo Extreme Racer. It's back. And that's why I'm really tired, because I stayed up all night playing it. And, good game. I can't wait to stay up all night again to try finding, what was it, Cinderella Past Midnight?
Yeah.
Anyone knows how to find Cinderella Past Midnight and how to beat that car, let me know. Because I don't know how to do none of that. Because I don't read.
I know you finally got the pizza guy.
Oh, yeah, I got the pizza guy! Yeah, the wind of Naples is a pizza delivery guy. And it was really hyped up, and I thought it was quite funny when I finally tracked down the wind of Naples, and it's a pizza delivery van.
It seems legit.
But yeah, this is all, that's all fictional. That's not the real world. It is based on Japan, though. It's based on the actual expressway. It's like 100, the map is like 160 miles.
Jesus.
Yeah, I've already driven all of it.
Oh, I thought you said you hadn't gotten through half of it.
Oh, no, I've been booking it.
You got through it now.
Maxed out. I had that Nissan just maxed out for like an hour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the other half was dead straight, and I couldn't beat no one because everyone was faster than me.
Mm.
But in them turns, that Nissan be hooking. But anywho, we're not talking about any of that today.
Mm-mm.
We're talking about airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm going to start by reading. I'm on a laptop today, so this is probably going to go terribly wrong.
Fancy.
But the first powered controlled it's already into words I can't say. And sustained flight.
And that's why I edited.
Yeah, I didn't edit any of this. The first powered controlled and sustained flight of an airplane was achieved by the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur Wright.
Orville.
Is that the same?
Who
is that the popcorn people?
Child Orville.
Did they make popcorn too?
I don't think so. I think that's a different Orville. But I feel like that's such a terrible name for a child.
Orville.
Like, Orville. In school, imagine attempting to learn how to spell that.
Well, he was probably in class with like a bunch of other old names.
Like Wilbur.
Yeah, Wilbur. Wilbur.
That's the pig in Charlotte's Web.
Yeah. The pig made the airplane?
God, don't say that.
Whoa, pig's flying? follow the money. Follow the money.
We're so off track already.
We're not even one sentence in.
No.
The Wright brothers,
mm-hmm.
as they're
known.
I have
heard of them in school.
They flew December 17th, 1903. Here are some key events and innovations that led to this historic milestone. I almost said mistletoe, but that's a milestone.
God, I can't with you.
And it doesn't help that the size of this font is way too small.
Your old man eyes.
And this is as big as I can get it. I have this big screen and it's taken up a third of it.
Your old man eyes.
The Wright brothers' early interest in flight.
Mm-hmm.
Inspiration from, Octave Chanute? Octave Chanute. Is it?
Chant.
Chant? Octave Chant.
Octave Chant. It's a French.
Oh, yeah. Now, once you said it, okay, that's a French name. The Wright brothers were inspired by the work of Octave. I'm not saying it. A French-American engineer and aviation pioneer. Study of gliders.
Mm-hmm.
The brothers studied the work of Otto... I can't read any of these words. Otto L. That's his name.
Lilithol.
A German engineer who built several gliders.
Again, this is why editing before reading is better.
Oh, no, I'm going in blind.
Good thing you don't fly a plane.
Oh, and I hit a button. Where did it go?
Another, you lost.
I know, it's another reason why I like using paper. They studied that Otto guy, that German guy,
mm-hmm.
He flew several gliders, which I didn't know that. I thought they went straight into, like, airplanes flying. So I guess they were jumping off cliffs.
Yeah, no, there's I can't remember what state it's in, but there's a famous hill, I guess. It's not a mountain, but it's, like, bigger than that, and it's the Wright brothers, it's where they started out. And you go there and it has like big stones all down the hill to mark when they their first airplane, how far they went, the second model that they made, and then how far that went. And it's all the way down. And it's like, and you'll walk all the way up the thing to this big monument to read all about it. And I went with my grandparents years ago.
I think that's in North Carolina.
Is that in North Carolina?
I know their license plates say the first in flight.
I mean, Virginia also says for lovers, but Ohio says
it's clearly Ohio is for lovers.
Ohio.
No one gets the reference. Oh my goodness. Well, I need to stop
We're getting off topic.
Okay, so their research and development, the Wright brothers?
Yeah.
They did wind tunnel testing. They made a wind tunnel.
They had wind tunnels?
They made one in 1903.
They knew what a wind tunnel was?
I didn't even think they had fans back then, honestly. Like 1903?
That's crazy. See, but Da Vinci had earlier works in the 1400s.
Yeah, but he just, you can't just draw stuff.
He did.
Yeah,
literally what he's famous for was drawing stuff.
Life isn't fair. Out of all the stuff I've doodled on napkins, no one's been like, this guy's a genius.
No, because they have a word for it now called autistic.
Yeah, they're like, sir, you should be working. And he's like, I am working. I'm making a flying machine on a napkin right now.
So close.
Three-axis control. They developed a system of three-axis control.
You don't say.
Which enabled them to control the aircraft's roll, pitch, and yaw.
Yaw.
That just means that they actually controlled the airplane. A lot of, like, airplanes before that really weren't airplanes that just flew. You really couldn't control them.
You mean gliders? I think that's what they were called before they were called airplane. I think airplane means control and gliders just, like...
No. Airplane is powered. Glider, you have to start, like, on a hill and go down.
Yeah, you follow the wind.
Yeah, but an airplane...
Avatar had a glider.
Oh, my God. Are you saying Aang is the first...
He was the first pilot!
He achieved powered flight back when the four nations lived in harmony.
They also invented the hot air balloon, if we're going off of that.
Oh, wait, did that count? Hot air balloons were around before that, weren't they? I think they were after.
Yeah, I think I have one of them. I think I have something about one of those. Maybe it's a blimp.
I think I'm going to skip all of these words, and I'm just going to get into...
Again, it's funny when you don't pre-read and edit your work.
Here's some key features that the airplane had. The first... successful airplane.
Yes.
Had an airframe. All metal construction with a stressed skin.
Really? They had metal? I thought they built the whole thing out of wood.
Had an engine.
I thought it was all made out of wood, though, the rest of the plane.
Just like Lincoln Logs. Every plane I've made out of Lincoln Logs never flew. You know another thing this airplane had?
What?
It had wings.
Oh, really?
It had wings.
That's bananas.
Elliptical wing design provide an exceptional roll rate and maneuverability. Apparently, when I learned about this in school, they actually, I don't know to say for air, but they, like, cut bird wings and, like, looked at...
They cut the wings off of birds?
Yeah. Yeah, to see how they were shaped. And they mimicked that.
Please tell me the birds were...
Regardless, over 100 years ago, I don't think any of them are still around.
That's horrible.
You think they just, like, cut one wing off and, like, all right.
Oh, my God. Like, I hope not.
That's so terrible.
I hope not.
Are you saying the Wright brothers were just monsters? The engine. This isn't right. Come on, AI. Okay, so apparently the engine for the 1903...
What is it?
Wait a minute. No, I went way too far. Oh my God, I'm on a different plane.
Babe!
I was like, the Wright brothers plane didn't have a 1,000 horsepower V12. Like that. Oh my God.
Again, pre-read. Pre-read and edit, people. This is also how kids get busted for plagiarism in school. Kids, this is why you don't just copy and paste your work.
Wow. Okay, so the engine, it was a 12-horsepower gasoline engine.
Oh, you sure that's the right one?
Yes. Yes, I'm positive. Yeah, that's 12-horsepower. And it was designed and built by the Wright brothers, which is crazy, because I can't make an engine work that's already made. They're making them from scratch. It had two propellers, one behind each other, connected to the engine with a system of gears and chains. And
I thought they would have used rubber bands.
Well, no. So they actually used to make bicycles. And so it was like bicycle chains. Remember, we seen one. There was one at the Railroad Museum.
That's right.
Yeah. On the same day, Wilbur piloted the fourth and final flight. I thought they only flew once that day. They flew four times that day. Which lasted for 59 seconds and covered the distance of 852 feet. Yeah, that's about it for for that one.
The Wright brothers.
For the Wright brothers, the first plane. And now we're going to skip to, like, another important plane. The Spitfire. The British Spitfire. This is straight into World War II.
Dang.
We skipped World War I. They had planes there, too. But
they weren't as cool.
Oh, I don't know. They had the, what was that red plane? The Red Baron. The pizza guy.
I honestly thought that was just based off of Charlie Brown. I didn't know that was a real plane. I thought that was just something made up in a cartoon.
Y'all don't look too deep into this. But Snoopy flies the Red Baron, which is a German plane. So, was Snoopy fighting against the U.S.?
No, I thought he was. Thought Snoopy was going after the Red Baron.
No, he was the Red Baron.
I don't think that's right.
It's right.
I thought
you heard it here first. Snoopy is a German spy.
And I'm telling you, Snoopy was going after the German spy.
No, he was.
I'm telling you, that's not right.
No, that is. I'm telling you. I've watched so many Red Baron documentaries.
Okay, but how many Snoopy episodes have you seen?
Doesn't matter.
How can you make that point? How can you say Snoopy was that if you haven't even seen the Snoopy cartoon?
Because he had a red plane.
He had a red doghouse that he'd sit up on and pretend to fly a plane, and he was going after the Red Baron.
So
he disguised his
plane.
I swear. In Woodstock. Him in Woodstock.
Did he fly a doghouse?
Yes. He'd sit on top of his doghouse. No, he'd sit on top of his little doghouse with his little friend Woodstock, and he'd put on a little flying cap, and he'd be pretending to go after the Red Baron. And I remember this cartoon. I'm literally seeing it in my head. I'm telling you.
Maybe Snoopy is not
guy.
Is not a bad guy.
Snoopy was a good guy.
He had the Red Baron plane.
Mm-mm. But anyway, he had a red doghouse. That's probably where you're getting confused.
I don't know.
What's your next plane called?
Yeah, so the Spitfire. It was a British plane, World War II.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go over some key features because I got a bunch of info on everything.
Mm-hmm.
The airframe on the Spitfire was all metal construction with a stress skin. Not the right flyer. And it had wings. And the engine was the Rolls-Royce Merlin V12 producing over 1,000 horsepower. And it had guns. It had, oh my goodness, it had 8 Browning machine guns. And they later upgraded to 20mm Hispano cannons. And it could
fly. It had a cannon on the plane?
I think it had 8 of them.
What? Why did they need that many?
I'm harder to miss, I guess.
Yeah.
And it could fly up to 370 miles per hour.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was used in World War II by the Allied forces. And it had over 24 variants developed, including the Mark I, Mark V, Mark VI, and I'm not too good with Roman numerals. Mark 12? 11? 11, 12?
He's 10.
We got breaking news.
X.
He is the Red Baron. Snoopy.
And the Red Baron. Ha! Ha!
Jeez, these fact checkers are getting out of control.
One for the good guys! See, it pays to be a nerd.
I just never liked Charlie Brown. I've never been a fan of the cartoons.
I liked it because I thought the parents were hilarious. Every time a parent would come on, they go, wah, 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 wah.
It just bugged me how every episode he fell for the football. For falling for the foot, like, come on. Every
Lucy
episode?
Lucy was a brat and Charlie Brown was wishy-washy. I always say, quit being wishy-washy, Charlie Brown. I thought it was funny.
Every episode. So, the next plane is another one I can't pronounce. The D. Harveland Comet, a pioneering British jet airliner that revolutionized commercial air travel. Here's a brief overview.
But say normally if you put...
I wonder if this is the same...
French acronym.
No, I think this is the first, like, jet airliner. First flight was in 1949. It was introduced... That's weird. Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. They'd fly it before introducing it. It got introduced...
Gotta make sure it works.
Yeah, it got introduced in 1952.
Mm-hmm.
Production, 114 Comets were built between 1952 and 1964. Had jet engines... Cruising speed of 480 miles an hour. It could go 2,000 miles. And typically could fit between 36 and 44 passengers. Had a pressurized cabin because it flew really high. Yeah, the first commercial jet airliner. Does it have anything about... No, it doesn't have anything. Yeah, so this airplane, it was the first. And it had square windows. And apparently, that would cause it to literally just, like, disintegrate in air. And
sounds
that's why you don't see any comets at museums, because they were all grounded by, like, the federal government. They're like, you can't fly these anymore. And that's what they found out, because the windows were square. And it caused little cracks on the corners, and then it would just, like, disintegrate.
Yeah, the air pressure.
Yes. So even though they tested it, they didn't. That
they
came
didn't
a few.
Enough.
Well, that came a few years after, and that's why airplane windows are round, because the comet crashed a whole lot of times.
Yeah. Proved you can't have square windows.
Yeah, don't have square. If you got square windows in your house,
be round. Be round. Don't be a square.
You better replace them for square windows. For round windows.
Round.
Okay, the next flight I got. The Boeing 707! Exclamation point. I don't know why I put an exclamation point there. A groundbreaking American jet airliner that revolutionized
excited.
Commercial air travel. A little brief overview. Believe it or not, the Boeing 707 was designed by Boeing.
Oh, wow.
Wow. First flight, 1954.
Dang.
That's like way older than I was thinking. Introduced in October of 1958 with Pan American, Pan Am,
oh,
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm trying not to burp. They made over 1,000 707s between 1958 and 1979. Also had jet engines. Had four Pratt & Whitney JT3Cs or JT3Ds. Cruising speed, 600 miles an hour.
Dang.
Range, between 5 and 6,000 miles. And could fit between 140 and 200 passengers. And the 707 introduced a wider fuselage. Big old wide plane.
Gas tank.
No.
What's a fuselage?
You know how like where you sit on an airplane?
The seat?
Yeah, between the wings. The round thing between the wings.
The body.
Yes. The body is the fuselage.
I thought that was a fancy word for airplane gas tank.
No.
Oh, I never knew that. I guess I did learn something new.
Hey. It was the first commercially successful jet airliner because it didn't explode in midair.
Oh.
That's a plus.
Yeah, I guess that would make it for successful.
And it could fly across the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. It could fly across the ocean. It can go from, like, Britain to America. And it could probably go other places. I don't know any other flights. I've never been across the ocean.
I almost made a very inappropriate joke.
Oh, what was it? Was it bad?
No, I was just surprised the Britons could find America.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Because Christopher Columbus was from Britain and he couldn't find
He was Spanish.
He was Spanish?
Yeah. Actually, no. He was...
Christopher Columbus.
He was Italian. And he was funded by Spain.
I could have sworn he left from Britain. In search of India.
You're getting everything mixed up. You're thinking of the pilgrims. You're thinking of the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Those left from Britain.
Ah, okay.
Because
I know nobody ever set out to find America. They just happened to accidentally find it because people thought the world wasn't round and that they were just gonna...
No, they thought it was flat.
Yeah, so they thought if they sailed too far, they'd just fall off. So they were...
Well, that's a topic for, like, a completely different...
because
America...
They couldn't find us in boats, so I was surprised they could find us in a plane. That's what I was getting
at. America was found...
Americo
Vespucci.
It was found accidentally, though. No
yeah,
one
but not
was
by
out
Columbus.
Looking for it.
Someone else found it before Columbus. That's why it's called America. His name was Americo.
My school told me Christopher Columbus found America.
I take it that was a Southern school.
Yes.
It was South Carolina school system doing
that? Yes, it was. We learned in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Like,
yeah, that's probably right.
That was the thing, and then it was like
but yeah, he didn't
the one
found
who
it.
Found America.
He didn't find it.
Oh.
No, it was Americo Vespucci and, like...
I have a couple of words with my elementary school
call
history
him up.
Teacher.
Call him up. Well, that's all I got for my planes.
Oh, you got airplanes?
All of my research that I did myself.
So I am picking up with the Lockheed SR-71 Blackbird.
The coolest plane ever.
I'm guessing was built around 1964. My info just gave me a date with the name of the plane. It was an American supersonic reconnaissance plane that remains the fastest operational aircraft ever built. So I'm guessing there are faster airplanes, but this is the only one that's still operational. With a top speed over Mach 3.5 or... it gave me the general numbers. That is 2,193 miles an hour, or for the British people, 3,529 kilometers an hour. That's insane, anything going that fast to begin with. The design and development. So when they built this plane to begin with, it was secret. They built it in secret. It was very hush-hush. Like, we don't want anyone to tell about it. And it was codenamed Archangel. And that was, they started developing it between 1950s and the 1960s. And that's how they kept it super hush-hush. It was being built by Skunk Works Division. I don't know.
I almost said it. Yes, it is Skunk Works.
So you have heard of that?
So the Lockheed Skunk Works is like their secret division that makes secret things.
Is that like government run or is that like private facility?
I think it's both.
Both?
The government's like, hey, we need... Crazy. So like the SR-71, they're like, man, a surface-to-air missile shot down our old spy plane. And they're like, we'll just make something that goes faster than the missiles.
It's like, we got you.
Yeah, and that's why it goes so fast, because it outruns surface-to-air missiles.
Well, that would make sense why it would need to go that fast then. So it made its first flight in December 22nd in 1964, and it hit the land speed record instantly. First time they sent it out to fly, they were like...
They were like, dang, you already bet?
Yeah, pretty much. It reached an altitude of above 8,000 feet, making it nearly impossible to intercept. No radars could pick it up. No, like you were saying, no missiles could get it. The range, it could fly for over 3,000 miles, allowing it to conduct a long-range reconnaissance missions. So I'm guessing that's how far it could go before it needed to get filled up again.
Yeah. So.
And I'm wondering if that's like it going Mach speed the entire time, or if that's it just normal flying and normal flying back.
That is a good question.
Because it didn't give me anything about like if that was it going super fast the whole time, or again, normal speed.
Oh, you know what? No, that's probably right, because... So that's like, I think they kept those at like Area 51, and that's why people kept reporting like UFOs, because it's like this black triangle that goes three times faster than the speed of sound. They were flying this in the 60s.
Yeah.
Have you seen a picture of it? It looks like a spaceship today.
I think I have.
Like, it is crazy.
It's like a big black plane. It's got the teeny tiny window in the middle of it, and it looks like...
And it's huge.
It looks like something honestly out of a video game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't even look real.
And, you probably get these facts. I get a bunch of, like, random facts.
No, the next thing I was going to talk about was its design. It was built for speed and stealth, which is why they had it designed the way it was. They also had it modeled after an F-117 Nighthawk and a B-2 Spirit.
Yeah, so those are stealth. Wait, is the B-2 stealth? Yeah.
The B-2 influenced the technology on them.
Okay. Yeah, so the SR-71, a fun fact about it.
It's on display in a museum, though.
I know, I want to go there. Wait, it's in D.C., ain't it?
National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I tried going, and they're like, you need a ticket. I'm like, really?
They just knew you just wanted to go in there.
I know. I was mad. I walked like 6 blocks to get there because I went to the wrong Smithsonian. And I'm looking around. I was like, there's no airplanes in here. I go to the other Smithsonian. That's the right one. They're like, you need a ticket. And I was like, I thought it was free. And they're like, it is free. And I was like, well, then let me in. And that's why I don't like going to D.C. anyway. I paid $30 to park to not look at an airplane. I was really bummed. So it was made out of titanium, and America didn't make a lot of titanium.
Yeah.
But Russia made a lot of titanium, and so the CIA supposedly made a bunch of fake companies to buy titanium from Russia to make a plane to spy on Russia. You can look it up, it's true.
Just giving back what they got.
Yeah, they're like, yeah. They made like a bunch of like fake companies that needed titanium, and then they... What you doing over there?
We're buying materials from you, and then send a dude over there to be like, oh yeah, I need to like inspect the materials.
Yeah, I need to inspect where all your nuclear missiles are hidden.
I mean, come on.
I need to know where you keep your nukes.
We got the CIA for a reason. There's people trained to do stuff like that.
Yeah, they're the people that fly that plane, I think.
Yeah, but probably. Like, I feel like maybe they just made extra steps building that plane. When like,
oh, they're so cool.
They already had connections. Just go over there and ask.
You didn't even talk about the engines. Got ramjets. Oh, and so like, it would get so hot, even with the titanium, mm-hmm. like it would expand and contract.
Mm-hmm.
So by design, on the ground, it just leaks fuel everywhere until it gets hot enough, and then. The fuel stops leaking.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. So the outside of the airplane could just catch fire.
Nah.
No.
It's going faster than the speed of sound. Fire can't catch up.
Yeah,
fire
I guess.
Ain't that fast.
Yeah, I guess as soon as it would light fire, the fire would be put out by the air. That's nuts. It's like, don't worry about catching on fire. Fire will catch up to you.
Oh, yeah, and you gotta wear like a spacesuit. Or is that the U2? Maybe both of them?
I don't know. It didn't tell me nothing.
I don't know. Lockheed does make crazy planes.
But I do need to move on to my
and
other
mail
planes.
Trucks.
Speaking of.
Yeah, go on.
Joe and the Raven will be back. More to come after these messages.